It has been stated that a rite in Freemasonry is a collection of grades or degrees always founded on the first three degrees. This definition is wholly misleading and constitutes as grave an error as to call the York Rite, as conferred in the United States, the American Rite. For the purpose of adding more light on the subject, we may state that in the United States there are two Masonic rites, known as the York Rite and the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite. Both are misnomers if the name of the rite is to indicate its parentage or birthplace. The York Rite was not born in the ancient city of York, neither was the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite begotten in Scotland. The so-called York Rite is the result of an evolution in England from a one-degree operative craft of 1717 to a system of degrees of six or more, as now practiced in the United States, Canada, England, Scotland, and Ireland. The Scottish Rite was evolved from the Rite of Perfection of 25 degrees by the addition of eight more at Charleston, South Carolina in 1801, where the Mother Supreme Council was formed. If either one of the rites is to be known as the American Rite, the title probably belongs to the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite. To designate the so-called York Rite in the United States as the American Rite would be even more absurd than to call it the York Rite, for it is neither. What is meant by the word rite? A rite is defined as a custom of practice of a formal kind, a formal procedure of a religious or solemn observance. But such a religious or solemn procedure or observance must have a definite end or purpose. It must have a goal idea, a central idea, which the ceremony or procedure is intended to convey. The ceremony may be brief or voluminous, plain or ornate, but the central idea must be maintained and attained, as in the rite of baptism, in the rite of marriage, in the rite of the Holy Sacrament, etc. The central idea or pivot around which all Masonic ceremonies or degrees must revolve is the loss, the recovery, and the interpretation of the Master's word. This goal idea must be the nucleus of a system of degrees, and without which no system of degrees can be called a rite. Any series of degrees, however intimately connected, that does not contain this central idea of loss, recovery, and interpretation cannot be called a Masonic rite. This is the goal idea or pivot of the so-called York Rite. The number of degrees in a rite is merely incidental. It matters not whether there are 3 or 33 degrees, provided the central idea, the end of all Masonic symbolism, is present. The loss and recovery with a positive interpretation, or the loss and recovery with a general or individual interpretation, is the very essence of a rite. The loss is symbolized in the craft or lodge degrees. The recovery is symbolized in the Royal Arch. In the York Rite, the interpretation of the symbolism of the Royal Arch is left to the individual interpretation of the Royal Arch Mason, or it finds its positive and special interpretation in the light of the new dispensation, as taught in the Masonic Order of the Christian Knighthood. The three craft or Blue Lodge degrees, the Royal Arch, and the United Orders of the Temple and of Malta, are the essential grades of the York Rite. The Mark, Past, Most Excellent, Royal, Select degrees, and the Illustrious Order of the Red Cross are not essential nor essentially necessary to the York Rite, but they are great aids in the elucidation of the symbolism of the central idea of the rite, and they adorn and magnify the rite. The Lodge degrees, the Royal Arch, and the Masonic Orders of Christian Knighthood constitute the so-called York Rite. To eliminate the Royal Arch would be like removing the keystone of an arch, and the whole fabric would crumble and fall. In essentials, the York Rite is the same in the United States as it is in every province or country in the British Empire. In other words, it is essentially the same in the Anglo-Saxon world. But each country has its own system. In the United States, it consists of 7 degrees and 3 orders. In Canada, of 6 degrees and 3 orders, although Canada has added the Most Excellent degree in the chapter and the Red Cross of the Commandery to harmonize for the purpose of visitation with the United States.